Arkansas's Department of Health is reporting more than 700 new cases of COVID-19. The number marks a return to the 700s after yesterday's total was under 400 new cases. At today's press briefing, Governor Asa Hutchinson announced there have been 7 additional deaths, bringing the state's total to 573. He did say there are 21 fewer Arkansans hospitalized today because of the virus than were in hospitals because of the virus on Tuesday. And there were just more than 4,100 test results returned to the state yesterday. The governor says he's signing a letter of intent with the Rockefeller Foundation and other unnamed states to work as a consortium to enhance buying power with commercial labs.
To strengthen our place in the marketplace so that we can give them confidence that they can expand, that they know the demand is there because the states have committed to that demand. And this is a letter of intent that I'll be signing that then, as we get more information about what the state's commitments will be and what states want to join this, then we'll be able to get concrete as to what our expectations are and how that will benefit us.
The governor says after more information about states' obligations is learned, the letter of intent would become a formal contract requiring a commitment to purchase testing supplies. The governor says there is a small list of states that has agreed to join Arkansas, and he expects that list to grow. And the governor says a task force created to make recommendations for fall sports at Arkansas schools, like volleyball and football, has established guidelines and schedules for those sports and will be released soon. Dr. Jose Romero, Arkansas Secretary of Health, says fans' attendance at such events will depend on a case-by-case approval from the state health department.
With any large event, a plan is submitted to the health department and approved individually. There are general guidelines that serve as a framework on which to submit those that request. So they're dealt with overall individually.
The governor says a few scheduled charity exhibition games this week could provide clues to what works when a scheduled sports season begins later this summer or in the fall. Today's briefing was conducted on the campus of the University of Arkansas Monticello in the southeastern portion of the state, but the governor did make a reference to Northwest Arkansas, saying a reduction of new cases in the past few weeks in Northwest Arkansas could be an example for the rest of the state.
It was considered a hot spot nationally, and that was the growth of cases in Northwest Arkansas. And because of our concentrated efforts in contact tracing, testing, with the community wearing masks and social distancing, it was just a concentrated effort by the community and said, this is a serious problem that we don't want to get worse and we got to turn it around.
As of this afternoon, there are more than 5,900 active community cases of the virus in Arkansas. The Oklahoma State Department of Health is reporting 9 identified additional deaths from the virus in that state, though none of those deaths occurred in the last 24 hours. There have now been 627 fatal cases of COVID-19 in Oklahoma. Of the 9 recent deaths, 2 were between the ages of 50 and 64. The other 7 victims were in the 65 and older age range.